deficient computer security system of the United States. As has been reported, recently, weak points of the computer security system continue to be found in the United States, causing great criticism. Some time ago, news that the U.S. president was assassinated was blogged on the Twitter of the U.S. Fox News television, triggering off a great sensation worldwide. It was a false news blogged by a Twitter hacker. It is said that now investigation is being made, but no clue has been found yet. It was preceded by a succession of similar hackings in the United States. On May 13th last, the website of the U.S. Senate was hacked. Rules Security, a band of hackers, claimed their responsibility for it and opened hacked data to the public, putting the United States to shame before the world. Before the ripples subsided, the U.S. munitions monopoly Lockheed Martin was attacked by hackers on May the 30th. Lockheed Martin, which had believed in their computer security system, was compelled to admit the disgraceful case 1 week after it happened. Reported of the fact, the U.S. Department of Defense and Department of National Security and other government institutions, together with Lockheed Martin, made a fuss, taking countermeasures and the like. Lockheed Martin produces F-22A Raptor fighter, F-35 stealth fighter, nuclear missile and other high-tech hardware. So the cyber attack on it is a fatal blow at the munitions industry of the United States. On June the 15th last, the homepage of the Plot Brewer U.S. Central Intelligence Agency did not open for a certain time. Concerning the successful hackings, the head for research of the U.S. Chicago International Affairs Council in its recent article contributed to the British newspaper Financial Times claimed that the present U.S. administration should revise its cyber strategy in order to deal with the hackings. He said it would be difficult for the United States to properly deal with the hackings with a double-dealing standard for the cyber warfare. He accused that the U.S. administration considers foreign implicated hackings as an act of war, whereas the U.S. cyber attack as a secret operation similar to intelligence. The Chinese Liberation Army newspaper exposed that in recent years the United States, talking about what they call national security, declared the network lever as a new military domain and made efforts to seize hegemony on it. There is a saying, he who digs a pit for other falls into it. The United States persists in conspiratorial cyber warfare on other countries by abusing latest science and technology in a bid to realize its strategy of domination. But it is seriously hit by hackings at home. Reporting the facts, foreign media ridicule that the U.S. computer security system has a hole.